For the right price and the best advice, see the team at Harvey Norman, Bundle, Burley and Tweed. 92.5 Triple M Surf with Reg Prasad.
Good morning, Reggie, our man on the sand. There's only one thing we need to cover off on today. Well, we'll cover off on more than that, but the major one, the GOAT of all time, Kelly Slater, has retired.
Yeah, the greatest professional surfer of all time has retired, and 52 years old, he's going to have a kid. Good luck with that, I reckon. You reckon surfing, piping those big waves and doing the tour has been hard? Well, at that age, having a child is going to be a real challenge, but I'm sure he'll handle it with the same grace, style and diploma that he did with surfing. But yes, he's retired. Not my favourite surfer in the world by far, but definitely the greatest competitive surfer we've ever seen. So good luck to him. He's going to enjoy his
retirement. Why is he not your favourite surfer of all time?
Why don't you like him?
Oh, look, I just think that there's other surfers that are, that I personally like. I mean, surfing's one of those sports or lifestyles that is very subjective, and everyone has a different slant on it. Paco, for me, grace, style, power, and always humble was probably the best of the modern era for me. And one of the cool and gather boys, Wayne Dean, probably of the old school. But look,
was,
it's really
was Kelly Slater not humble? Has he got a reputation for not being humble?
Did he have a good look at himself,
did he? Oh, look, I think Kelly, you know, Kelly did what Kelly had to do. I don't know the man really, really well. I met him once many years ago in 1996. I got him to take Kerry Ann surfing for the midday show. He didn't see the midday show. He didn't know what that was about. I think we sold him a real lemon. We told him that Kerry Ann was a bit more like, what was her name that
Pamela
he dated?
Anderson.
Pamela Anderson, absolutely, rather than Kerry Ann. And when he got out of the car, when he got out of the car park at North Narrabeen, I think he was making a beeline to the other end of the car. But anyway, to
well,
his credit,
give me Kerry Ann Kennelly any day of the week.
Cack is
I
a
love
legend.
Cack.
He did take a surfing, and they had a great time. I don't think he liked me for that ever after that. But Look, it's great that he did what he's done for surfing, and good luck to him.
Reggie, can we ask on another? You're always out there surfing. You go most mornings. There's a lot of people out there. We know there's about 650 kilograms of cocaine being washed up at the shores everywhere from Queensland all the way to Newcastle. You ran into any?
No, unfortunately, I haven't.
What do you mean?
Has anybody found any here? Because it's along the east coast.
No, look, and if you do find some, please give me a call.
Obviously, because you want to hand it in. You don't want it getting in the wrong hands.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I'd love to run down the Tweed cops and say, look, here's three bags I found. I've got the rest of them sat somewhere else, and I'd rather them.
You're on the radio, mate. Just don't forget.
This is great.
No,
it's been so nice knowing you,
I'm a liar. Look, I'm a big liar, and I wouldn't do that at all. I'd take it straight to the police station for sure. But no one's found any. No one's tripped over any. And I haven't seen anyone that looks like they've stuffed their face in a bag of powder.
You better thank your mates for the very last time.
Yes.
Who are they again? That's right, Harvey Norman. Thank you very much, Harvey Norman. You guys are great. Sorry, I had a brain fade.
Yeah, I reckon you have found some of that stuff.
For the right price and best advice, they're the team at Harvey Norman, Bundle, Burley and Tweed. They're a great bunch of guys, and that'd certainly be handing it in as well.
Winning.